how are you doing today, and what is your current state of health at the facility?
As you know, I am in hunger strike since June 1st, and today is 67 days for me in hunger strike. I lost a lot of weight, and I can't do anything at all. Just I spend all my time laying down on my room, and there is no energy at all. I can't do anything, just lay down, and this is, of course, a lot of weakness, dizziness, sometimes feel chest pain and so on. It is very difficult for me here right now.
And can you talk a little bit about why you began this hunger strike?
There is a variety of reasons I'm on hunger strike. First of all, I am under federal system, and every prisoner has a right to have someone to investigate his or her complaint, except me. I trapped between CBSA, Canada Border Service Agency, and CSC, Correctional Service of Canada, and I have no right at all to find someone to investigate my complaint about what's going on with me here in this facility. And I raised my voice several times to the administration here, to their superior in Ottawa, but all of them ignored my request. The main problem here is the administration itself, such as a director and CBSA manager. Both of them, they lie and mislead their superior in Ottawa, and their lawyer wrote a letter to a court, a designated judge in my case, and he claimed a lot of things in his letter, which is not true at all. As I can put it this way, the government's lawyer and his people here, they mislead the court by his letter, and I can't find the third party to investigate my complaint. And each time I raise my complaint to CBSA manager here and a director as well, both of them, they denied my complaint, and they lie to me, they lie to their superior in Ottawa, and they mislead them. The second issue is my jailer here, they walk by their shoes on my prayer mat, and when I raised my complaint to the CBSA manager, she denied my complaint, and she mislead her superior in Ottawa. And like 2 weeks ago, they made agreement with me regarding certain issue here, because their people here, or my jailer here, they turned their CD player on a music very loud, and they make a lot of noise. And when I raised my complaint, they made agreement with me, and it was on July 8th. In the same day, they violate their agreement, and they took away the CD player. I keep it just to recite the Quran 24 hours, but they hate to hear a Quran. They doesn't want me to practice my religion here, and they do a lot of mess here.
Has there been any response by either Canadian Border Service Agency or the officials at the prison regarding the actions which caused you to start the strike?
No, there is no action has been taken. The CBSA made a memorandum with Canadian Red Cross, and the Canadian Red Cross doesn't have any authority to investigate my complaint. All the authority is to monitor the human treatment for prisoners. That's it. But otherwise, they can't do anything. They said to me, our hand is tied. We can't do anything. All we can do, we're going to write a report to headquarters in Ottawa to tell them what's going on. And their report kept secret. I can't see their report. My lawyer also can't see it. Even a judge himself or herself can't see Canadian Red Cross the report, because it's a confidential report.
While in prison, you obtained hepatitis C. Are you currently receiving treatment for this?
No, not yet. I have received it when I was under house arrest in 2008.
But not at the KIHC?
No.
Barb Jackman, who's one of your lawyers, has filed a motion in federal court asking that an independent investigator be allowed to examine your complaints. And so can you tell us what is the current status of that motion, and are you hopeful that something will come out of it?
What happened 2 days ago, I had a case management regarding my case, and we reached agreement to have a court regarding to find the independent investigator. And it will be 27 of this month, and hopefully we can find some third party to investigate my complaint.
This is the second time that you've been on a hunger strike at KIHC to protest inadequate attention to your living conditions. What other methods have you used or could you use to bring attention to your concerns, like improper behavior by prison staff?
Well, it is not the second time. When I was here, I went to hunger strike for several times in 2006-2007. And this is the second time in my second time at KIHC. All I can do, I write a complaint. And when I send my complaint to the administration or to CSC, all my complaints have been denied. And they cover up for their staff. They lie to each other. They mislead one another and cover up their mistake.
So there's really no other forms of recourse that you can take while in prison?
I can't do anything. All I can do, I have to go to hunger strike to raise my voice, and the people can hear my voice, because I don't have any basic right like any other prisoner across Canada. Even a people who got convicted for first-degree murder for a life sentence, they have this right, but I don't have it because I'm a Muslim and because I'm under a security certificate issue.
Can you please elaborate on some of the reasons as to why you asked to return to the KIHC after being released under supervision previously?
There is many reasons. First of all, the CBSA, Canada Border Service Agency, and CSIS, both of them, they made a lot of mess. They disrespect a court decision. They ignored a judge's decision. They doesn't care about a judge or a judge's decision. CSIS, for example, was listening to my conversation with my lawyer all the time when I was under house arrest, and they didn't care about a judge or about their own law. This is one thing. And the second thing is CBSA. When I was under house arrest, my wife and my stepson had consent for their mail to be intercepted, but CBSA crossed the red line and they copied it, they distributed to RCMP and other agencies. They sent it to counterterrorism unit. They sent it to analysis, and I think they sent it abroad as well. And this is disrespect to my wife and my son as well. CBSA, for another example, CBSA disconnect our phone line without our knowledge, and they bought another phone line in our house without our knowledge, and we had paid for our line for a year without knowing there is another line in our house. And they ignored the judge's decision, because the judge's decision was very clear. We have to put a phone line for the GPS monitoring device, and they disconnected and they replaced it by their own line. And we didn't hear even from the judges as well, like nothing happened at all, and everybody cover up for one another. Also, the other issue, when my wife was pregnant and she had a miscarriage, I spoke to the CBSA and they asked me to take her to the St. Joseph Hospital in Toronto. When we went there, the CBSA tried to call Canada Tax Force to close the whole hospital, just make a propaganda and show off for them, which is unacceptable by their behavior. They acting over a judge's order as well in this issue. Also, they took my kids' game from our house, such as Nintendo Wii. They took it without giving any reason. And when we went to court, the judge was angry toward their behavior. There is many reasons as well. They prevented me to go to mosque to practice my religion when I was in under house arrest, like for 2 months, with no reason. They thought they have a power to do whatever they want, and that why my wife and my stepson decided to withdraw their consent. That why I came back to jail.
So do you feel that in these conditions, how do you feel that they impacted you personally or your family, the conditions of constant surveillance and restrictive supervision?
It is very hard. It's very harsh for me and for my family and for our kids as well. And just imagine if you go anywhere and 3 or 4 guard behind you, they have pistol weapon with them and handcuff, and they wearing black, and everybody recognize them several times. People recognize them when they walking behind our back, and they acting as our shadow exactly. Anywhere we go, even restaurant or mall or mosque or so on, they acting as a guard for us.
In the 9 years since you were arrested, CSIS, or the Canadian Security Intelligence Services, has failed to charge you, yet you spent most of that time in detainment or under restrictive house arrest conditions. How does that make you feel about your adopted country, Canada?
Of course, I'm very disappointed of CSIS's behavior. If they have anything against me, they can put their sources, their evidence on a table. They cannot charge me. Why they design a specific law or a specific piece of legislation for security certificate detainee? There is a criminal law here in Canada, and everybody respected. I respected as well, but the way they design their law just for a Muslim.
And, Mohammed, what would you like to see happen with your case?
I would like to see a fair trial. Or it is not only me, anybody under security certificate. We are looking for a fair trial, open fair trial. Give us for open fair trial, and if I do something wrong, they can charge me as anybody else. But as I mentioned earlier, they design their law just for Muslims, not like any other criminal or people who commit a crime. I am in detention for 9 years, and CSIS failed to file or to lay a charge on me.
And have you heard at all about Prisoner's Justice Day?
I heard a lot about it since I've been in detention, but I didn't see anything. I'm still in detention. Right. Even under house arrest. House arrest is worse than here. Just imagine if your people, such as my wife or my stepson or anybody else who supervise me, I call them my jailer. A people who your own people who acting as your jailer exactly. They jailed, the government of Canada jailed me in my house, and people who monitor my movement is my family. It's very hard for them, for me as well.
Is there anything else that you'd like to talk to us about, or that you would like media or Canadians to know about your case or yourself or security certificates, anything?
Of course, I would like to speak to any individual who has authority to help me or to raise my voice to the Prime Minister of Canada, Mr. Harper, and the Citizenship and Immigration Minister, and the other Minister of Safety and Security Minister as well. And I need every Canadian to hear my voice. And I trapped between the CBSA and CSC, and I can't find a way to find someone or third party to investigate my complaint. For example, here is a CBSA manager made serious allegation against me, and when we ask her to find to give us any information regarding her allegation, which is not founded, and she refused. She denied my request. She denied my lawyer's request, and I wrote a letter to her to call a police to investigate the issue between me and her, but she ignored because she used her powerless as a CBSA manager.
Is there anything that you think Canadians can do to help you, any citizens?
I would like to hear from all Canadian citizens whom has hope in their life to find a way for me, if I can find a third party to investigate my complaint, because I am sick of tired of the administration at KIHC, because they mislead and lie to me and to their superior. And hopefully I can find someone who can hear my voice. They can call Mr. Harper and Canada Border Service Agency as well to tell them, give this detainee his basic right like any other prisoner who got convicted. I would like to communicate anyone who working in a media outlet or in TV or anyone who can write a letter to the government or to write a letter to any newspaper.
Thank you very much for letting us interview, and we wish you the best of luck, and we hope to hear from you in the future.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Take care.
Bye-bye.